Exclusive, Jewish Republican David Kustoff. Biden should fire loose lips John Kerry for Iran leaks. By Robert Krajicek on April 28, 2021. Representative Nick Kustoff, RTN, told Breitbart News on Wednesday that Special Presidential Envoy for a Climate John Kerry should be removed from the White House if reports of the former Secretary of State leaking classified information to Iran are true. Kerry allegedly informed Iran that Israel carried out at least 200 covert strikes against Iranian targets. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif revealed in a leaked recording obtained by the New York Times. Several Republicans are now calling for Kerry to be investigated over the alleged intelligence leaks. Kustoff noted that Kerry's position with the Biden administration, informally dubbed the White House's climate czar, grants access to classified intelligence and national security information. By virtue of this new position that John Kerry holds, he does sit on Biden's National Security Council, and, by sitting on the Security Council, he does have access to certain classified information that isn't disseminated into the public, Kustoff said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. It's obviously a close hold, and ultimately it's gonna be up to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the one calling the shots to ask his friend to step down. Listen. Kustoff stated, we have to assume, based on the position that Kerry's got, and his prior service in government, that he has access, at some level, to classified information. We know that, not only with the allegations of this audio tape, but throughout the course of his public service, John Kerry has loose lips. Not only from a political standpoint, but certainly from a best interest standpoint, Biden ought to ask him to step down and serve his retirement, he determined. John Kerry is past his prime, Kustoff added. John Kerry doesn't need to have classified information. And in fact, he doesn't need to be working for the Biden administration. He doesn't need to be working on behalf of the United States government. On Monday, the White House refused to comment on the report. We're not going to comment on leaked tapes, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki remarked when asked for the Biden administration's response. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.